And I just hope that we have been turning our eyes upon Jesus. And so we're going to be looking at Ephesians 1 this morning. If you would turn to Ephesians chapter 1, we're just going to finish off today in Ephesians. And I want to thank the committee for inviting me. There was a lot of days I wasn't thanking them that they invited me. But it has been a real journey in my life, and so I'm thanking them for trusting me to come and share the Word of God with you. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, if you look at verse 15, and we're just going to read 15 through 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I kept asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Oh, Father, we just come to you again as we open your word. Father, we long for you to speak. We pray the Holy Spirit would have his way and that you would speak to our hearts. Touch us where we need to be touched. Show us what we need to hear. And Father, we will give you the praise and the glory. And so we just covet your presence with us now. In Jesus' name, amen. So starting off, for this reason, and if you look back at verses 3 to 8, and there's a list of things that he's just been talking about. He's telling us, girls, that we're blessed, we're chosen, we're adopted, we're redeemed, we're forgiven, and we're loved. And that is a powerful legacy, and everyone who knows Jesus as their Savior has that. That's who we are. Talking about Rahab, I am Rahab. This is our name. We are blessed, chosen, adopted, redeemed, forgiven, and we're loved. And so he says, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all his people, Paul saw it. He saw that lived out. And you know what? This is what we need to do going home. We need to live out that faith that we have in the Lord Jesus and love for all God's people. So God knows what you need going home. He knows what I need going home. And he wants us to go in that faith that he has, that we have in Jesus, and the love for all the people. And then in verse 16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And you know what? We've established some relationships this weekend. We have met people. We have established a friendship. And now we get to give thanks for that. And I think we need to, as we've been saying, thanking the Lord for all the things, even just this weekend. But going forward, we need to be thankful people. And remembering these people that we've touched in our lives this weekend, remembering them in our prayers, a tremendous gift that we can give to each other. So we need to be thankful and we need to be praying. And then verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation that you may know him better. So whatever you've learned this weekend, whatever wisdom you have gotten, whatever revelation you have seen, it's for one purpose. It's to get to know the Lord Jesus better. And that is the best thing you can invest your life in, getting to know him, because he knows everything. And he knows what's coming. He can prepare you now for what's happening later. And that's a tremendous thing, to get to know him and be listening to what he has to say. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you and the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. So this weekend, your heart has hopefully been made to see things. You've have a new perspective. I hope we all have a new perspective. And we don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be deceived anymore. We want to see the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to know that hope that he's called us to. You know, the hope is not only eternal life, which is the big one, right? We know where we're going when we die, and that gives us confidence to live. But also we have the hope that he has good things in store for us. And that's the hope that we can live in daily. And it means coming under his authority. We have the privilege of being his servant, as we've been singing. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Wow. There's power in being humble, and there's power in being meek. And it's not weakness. It's coming under and acknowledging, I need you, Lord. And so, and get to see all that the Lord has given to us as his people. And you know, maybe this weekend you found a treasure in a person, in a scripture. I'm sure God has given you something this weekend. And so we can not only look forward to the glorious inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ in heaven, but he's given us treasures right here and right now. And verse 19, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the strength that was exerted when Christ was risen from the dead. That power is available to you. Amazing. We don't get it. We think we've got to get up and do this ourselves. You can't. It's impossible. You can go for a little while, but it isn't going to last. But the power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you. And that is a tremendous thing. So the Lord Jesus, and we'll start with again with 20. He exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. So the Lord Jesus.